Mike, do business.
No.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it now.
Let me get ready.
Do it now.
Oh, let me move the mic. Yeah, good spot.
We can hear it.
Yeah.
Let me get a drink real quick.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
This refreshment brought to you by Arizona
Mentos Fresh. Do you guys see the
don't avoid it. You know what you're supposed to be
shut
doing.
Up. This is important. Online, there was, I think it was Kickboxer or Bloodsport. It was a scene from Bloodsport, I think, when he's running away from the guys trying to take him back to America. And they just cut in the old Mentos theme song.
No.
You remember the old Mentos commercials?
Isn't it the Mentos freshness something?
Yeah,
something.
And they're always getting
your life. Had to get up there.
That was no, you didn't.
I didn't.
No,
I'm pretty sure I did.
Yeah. Really upset you did.
Anyway, but they're always getting
don't
into
turn
some.
Me down.
Shut up, bitch. Was gonna say it, but no, the old Mentos commercials—they're always getting into shenanigans.
Yeah, they're like running through cars and stuff, and they're like doing stuff that's criminal, and they're like, "But Mentos."
I remember one guy sat on a painted bench, a freshly painted bench.
Oh yeah,
and he was like, "Oh no!" But instead of like being mad, he just rolled all over the bench and gave himself perfect pinstripes. Job interview and give a thumbs up.
Yep.
Mentos, blah 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 life, and then he's like. Mentos, the fresh maker. But anyway, someone did that with a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie.
That's kind of funny.
And business.
Why are you always trying to, like, force me into doing stuff I don't want to do?
Because that's
peer pressure,
thing?
peer pressure. Cody's just bringing down the house.
Yep.
Guys, what you get at Comic-Con?
Do the business, for Christ's sake.
Joe, what'd you buy at Comic-Con?
I bought a comic and got it signed.
Ooh.
I know, right?
What'd you guys eat at?
Corner Bakery for breakfast, and was it my Big Fat Greek
restaurant?
Really? Was that any good?
I liked it was really weird for the Euros. Like, we ordered the Euro platter, expecting to get like full on Euros. Instead, it was Euro meat, three slices, like little tiny triangles of pita, and then some sort of rice and vegetable mix.
Vegetables.
Yeah.
I
was like, okay.
That sounds like shit.
No, the Euro meat was awesome, and the tzatziki sauce was awesome. But yeah, we had to actually ask for more pita bread because the three little tiny slices were not enough.
Not even close.
No. Where else did we eat? Oh, we had the pizza place, which was a little bit of a mistake because that was a fucking long line that we had to wait in order to get the pizza. Yeah.
Yeah.
What panels did you sit on?
Not very many. There was the Jason Momoa one that we saw first, and then David Morsi. Yep. And
that was it.
Did he talk any Aquaman?
Very little.
Very little. Nobody really asked him about it, but I would
Why
suspect...
Why is everyone being bitches?
They were mostly asking about...
They scared
about
of that giant Samoan dude?
You would be.
Yeah.
It's funny. He kept describing himself as Marmaduke.
No.
Somebody else...
Someone said his nickname was mentioned as being Marmaduke. And
yeah.
He's like, oh, I'm a man. And he threw his... Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Threw his water bottle on the ground. He's like, I'm a man. But yeah. he's like this huge guy, but super, super nice. Super awesome dude. That's why they call him. That's why he got the nickname Marmaduke.
Is that why he got the nickname Aquaman?
No.
Is that his nickname now?
No.
Not at all. Not at all whatsoever.
That's it? You don't have anything else to report?
I will once you go over business, like you're supposed to, so we can start the show proper. Not drink on recording.
On the job.
Oreo it. Oh, damn it, he got it first.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podcast that call comes naturally. As always, this podcast is brought to you completely free. So if you want to show any type of support whatsoever, we ask you to do a couple things. First, go to our Facebook page. Like and share the Facebook page. After you do that, head on over to Twitter. Follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is
@comesnaturalpod.
Yes, it is. And then you head on over to iTunes, subscribe to the podcast, rate the podcast, and review the podcast. So without further ado, Cody.
Comes Natural Podcast. We are
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody. Welcome to the show. Good thing business went quick, huh?
Yeah.
Professionalism.
Like a flash.
Yep. Flash in the pan. So Joe and I went to Comic-Con this past weekend, the Phoenix Comic-Con.
Phoenix Comic-Con, yeah. Not to be confused with any other Comic-Con that might have been going on around the same time.
All of them. We had fun. Some of us went for 4 days. Some of us went for 2 1/3 of a day.
It wasn't 2 1/3 day.
What time did you get there on Friday?
I did get there like around 5. It's because I had to walk to the light rail.
Yeah, well, it's true.
Parking down there was the worst thing ever. So after being sick for the first day, I finally decide on the second day, I'm like, I feel well enough to go. So I drive down there where Cody parked, full, parking lot full. So I go down to the next one, parking lot full. Go down to the next one, parking lot full. Go down to the next one, parking $30. Nope, fuck that.
A day.
$30
a day.
A day. So my brother lives in Tempe and lives near the light rail there. So I parked my car over at his, a townhouse really, and walked a mile and a half to the light rail in like 100-degree weather. That was absolutely awful.
It's a good way to get you ready for Comic-Con.
Oh yeah. No, not at all. Light rail was awesome. Nice and air conditioned. Took me like 30 minutes on the light rail to get to, downtown Phoenix.
And then had to walk another mile and a half.
No,
they drop you off right there.
Yeah, it drops you off like right there. So that was fine. So it was 30-minute walk to get to light rail.
Is this your first time riding the light rail?
No, I've been on it before.
I've never been on it.
It scares me.
It's actually really nice. It's $2 to ride it one way, $4 for all day pass. You can go wherever the fuck you want on it.
Narnia?
Yes.
I've never been to the end, so it could be Narnia. Yeah.
Well, according to a lady that's now banned from fries, Obama built it so he can kill all the Jews and Christians.
Oh, God.
That's how
right.
Some people feel about it. I personally don't think that's the case.
Especially since it was approved before he was in office?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, besides the fact that that's just batshit crazy to think that.
What?
Weird, right?
I'm going to build this light rail in Phoenix, Arizona. Yeah.
Anyway.
No. The first time I went on it, I went from ASU. I got off of I got out of class and then went to a ball game, which was pretty awesome. So just
we were
right there.
Jen and I are talking about instead of driving all the way down there, is just driving to the first park and ride area closest to us.
Which I think is 19th Avenue, I want to say.
So this will be a little bit cheaper to park, and then you just
Because parking
get on and off right there.
Parking's free, and it's actually they do have actual security there, so your car is pretty safe. And then, like I said, for a round trip pass, it's $4. That's way cheaper than it would be going downtown and parking.
Man,
and it drops you off like literally right there in front of the ballpark. So it's not a bad idea at all.
I'm gonna go ride it tomorrow.
Do it.
I don't have anything else planned. I'm just going to ride the...
You can go all the way from 19th Avenue, I think it is, all the way out to Mesa. I don't know why you would want to go out
to
Mesa.
Why does it go all the way out to Mesa and doesn't come out to, like, Peoria?
Because there's nothing out there, so they built it that way first. Because they have to do a lot of construction this way.
Are they ever going to build it out west?
They have plans to, yeah.
I heard, like, they want to take it to Westgate, but...
It wouldn't be a bad idea, and it actually...
They could ride it along Grand, couldn't they?
I mean, other than the railroad tracks, it's already there.
Yeah, but they can coordinate...
Well, because it crosses over like twice on Grand, so you have to like put it further.
Well, what if they do like Batman Begins train, build it high?
Yeah, at that point they could just build something elevated and it just goes up and over all those places.
Like he reference it from Batman Begins because that was like not a real thing in real life, just in movies.
Well, but more people have seen Batman Begins
than an elevated train.
Elevated train.
Yeah. I've never seen an elevated train in real life, like outside of Disneyland. Like in a city? I've never seen one.
No, I'm actually trying to think if I've ever seen one either.
You both. I know you have, because there's one in L.A. when you're driving towards our hotel where we stay at to go to Universal Studios.
Oh, yeah. That's right. There was. See? There we go. Bam.
Yeah, I don't think I saw it.
Boom goes the dynamite.
There. Wasn't there. Whoa.
Ooh.
Cody just made a jerk off motion and made it gross in here.
All over.
Yuck. Cody, get to what the project was.
The one that only one of us did?
Yep. And Joe this time, actually. Yeah. Joe actually
gave
did
me
something.
Like a day to do it, and I'm like, fuck, I mean, I'm at work, and I'm like, God damn it, they want to recast a movie
so
that I haven't
work.
Seen in years.
First off, that's your fault.
Yeah, you
really
should
care.
Watch that at least annually.
Yeah.
I probably should, actually, because it is a pretty good movie. And it's free on YouTube. I kept thinking of that, like, I could watch it right now on YouTube.
Netflix, too.
It's on Netflix. But
is it on Netflix?
Yeah.
Okay, so I could watch better quality on Netflix.
Yeah.
But come on.
But
it's
you can watch it at work.
If you don't have Netflix or don't know somebody who has Netflix, you know, become more social for one.
This comes from Joe. Be more social.
I know someone that has Netflix. I know multiple people that have Netflix.
Yeah, two of them in this room with you.
You
yeah,
know three
exactly.
people total. Like,
no, not true. I know more than that. There's more than that in my family. So obviously I know more than that. But yeah, you can go on YouTube, which is really weird that you can watch it the full, like, uncut, like, they don't chop it up and have you watch multiple parts. It's like, last time I checked, it was right there. Just play an hour and 22 minutes or something like that.
It is something you could do, yes.
Yeah.
We're talking about Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh, is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
I was talking about something totally else.
Yeah, but we were talking about it long enough.
So, all right. So, basically, the topic is Big Trouble in Little China.
Big
because
news.
They're remaking it with, I'm not too sure how to think about it, of what I think about it yet, but The Rock as Jack Burton character, originally played by
Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell. Who is fantastic in that role.
Mr. Goldie Hawn.
Or Mr. Goldie Hawn, which seems mean to say to him.
As the kids call him.
No one calls him that.
Oh.
Just you.
Captain Ron.
There we go.
Yes. Yeah, I love Captain Ron.
That was another good movie.
I would be okay if the rest of The Rock's career was just remaking Kurt Russell movies.
Like Overboard?
Overboard, Captain Ron.
That one movie
Escape
he did?
From New York.
Oh, he could have been in the remake of The Thing.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Yeah,
fucked it up.
Even though his character wasn't in that movie because it was technically
a
prequel to
the original one. Yeah,
yeah. Even though it was called The Thing,
they
should have called it The Thing before.
That actually would have worked.
Yeah,
it would be a stupid title, but it would have worked.
I think Captain Ron's one of the most underrated movies of all time.
Underrated?
Yeah. I've never in public heard anybody say, man, I just watched Captain Ron last night. That shit was hilarious.
I've also never heard anybody say in public, hey, man, Drop Dead Fred was hilarious in public either.
I have.
See, you say that, but I know I've said that years ago.
I love that movie so much.
Drop Dead Fred,
no,
I know
panties.
I've seen. Yeah.
I love that movie so much.
And Captain Ron as well.
There was a kid at Comic-Con that could have been dressed up as young Einstein. Remember that movie?
Yeah.
Dude, orange hair just everywhere. He was wearing overalls. I was like, dude, if you have a fucked up looking guitar with a fucking shit pan as the main part, young Einstein. I was like, what is this? We don't even know what they're dressed up. Him and his dad were either dressed up as the same character or accidentally wore the same clothes at Comic-Con. Not too sure which one it was.
It could have been the latter. It was probably the latter.
Might have been.
Yeah.
I'm wearing my good overalls to work. And back to Comic-Con. Yeah.
All right. So, Big Trouble in Little China.
Yep. Jack Burton.
They are redoing it.
The Rock is producing it with his production company and his partner. Not life partner, but production partner.
Former life partner.
Oh, my God.
It's a weird story.
Guy's crippled now. Because that would be what would happen. They are. It's his. Did you know the name of his production company?
$7 Productions.
$7, $7.
Seven bucks
Productions.
$7 Productions.
I didn't know he had a production company.
Yeah. With
That's
his
where
partner,
all his USA shows
partners, Danny and Hiram Garcia.
Danny's his ex-wife. Weird, right?
Wow, that's fucking strange.
Yeah.
Why is her last name Garcia?
It's Garcia now.
Oh, is that, and I'm guessing Hiram?
I'm guessing. I don't know.
Hiram or whatever. It'd be weird to have a Jew first name, but Mexican last name.
Yeah, his ex-wife manager, and then obviously, I guess they get along pretty well, and then like they have the kid.
I fucking hope so, because you got a production company together.
And they have the kid together too, so.
Oh, there's that's that, good. Yeah.
That's good, I guess. So they are remaking Big Trouble in Little China. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, or Dwayne Johnson as he's really known now, will be taking the role of Jack Burton, like I said. Not too sure what's going on with
the spider.
Smash it.
Just kill it, dude.
It looks like one of them jumping spiders.
Just kill it with a fucking, with the napkin.
It's looking at me.
I can't even see it. Dude, will you fucking kill it?
Wow.
You could kill it with a napkin instead of the tablecloth.
No, it's good.
Not.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus. Asshole.
I just flicked a dead spider at Joe and he got mad at me in real life.
Hopefully it's dead.
Fucking asshole.
Anyway, back to the important stuff, like Joe not dying from poisonous spider bites.
Dude, it looked like one of those fucking wolf spiders.
It wasn't a wolf spider.
It looks like a little one, you jackass.
Brown recluse would be the worst thing to get bit by.
God damn.
Where'd it go?
I fucking don't know.
I think it's on yourself. It's dead. Mike's so happy with himself being a dick.
I'm not happy.
Damn.
Says the guy who can't stop smiling. Anyways, you good?
I'm fine. I'm fine. Keep rolling.
All right.
I'm probably going to die here in a few minutes.
We'll take it out in post.
We'll take it out in post.
We'll cut around.
We'll CG Joe in later.
To the video we don't shoot that you know of. So... Mike, do you have anybody besides Dwayne The Rock Johnson that you'd like to see playing the titular character, Jack Burton? It's not titular character. His name's
not the movie, titular but... character at all, unless his name was Big Trouble.
Or Little China.
Or Little China.
Or In.
That'd be awkward.
It's not, though. So not titular character. Main character, Jack Burton. Go.
Go.
Neil Patrick Harris. I think you were going to say that.
No, I joked about this, but I thought Bradley Cooper would... Because there was rumblings a while back about a... There was rumblings a while back about a remake of Big Trouble in Little China. This was like 3 years ago-ish. And I thought he'd be pretty good because he could do the action. He could do the funny, like kind of like the A-team character. So I thought he would be a good one to do it. But... Joe's got someone else.
Because I think Bradley Cooper would be a little bit old right now to do it. Just a little bit.
Maybe.
My choice.
Oh, we're going to you now. Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
Well, did you have anything else to say?
No,
because it, yeah.
I didn't do my list, though. It doesn't matter.
Chris Hemsworth. I think it's a pretty solid choice.
Not bad.
He's not too young, not too old. He could do it.
He's pretty funny.
He's
except fit. From Black Hat. That movie's not good.
You know?
Action was good. No, action wasn't that good in that movie.
I think he could honestly do it.
Mine.
It was kind of like, right on the end, like, but...
But that's mostly about the story. It's not about his acting.
Yeah, the story is actually the worst part about it.
Yeah.
His acting's really good in it.
Yeah.
It's just the story is fucking garbage.
So I think he'd be perfect for the role.
Yeah, no, he'd be really good. Yeah, for sure. just seeing him...
He's obviously not going to be as big as he is in Thor.
He could be. I mean, Kurt Russell was pretty yoked in that movie. I mean, Kurt Russell.
Not as yoked as Thor, though.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
But come on. The Rock's not going to slim down for it.
Oh, I know that.
They're also going to have to get, like, a huge fucking semi-truck for him to fit in.
God.
You think they'll give him the same shirt to wear?
Not the same one, because they won't fit him.
Well, yeah, but the same design on the shirt?
Oh, you guys can't fit this. That's my impression.
Pork Chop Express.
Pork Chops Express, because I have to widen that fucking thing to get him in. You like that one?
Clever.
High five. Yeah. Puns. I'm afraid of puns. I was trying to think, God, who's another good comedic young actor?
There's not a whole lot.
Yeah, we need a new bunch of new fresh faces that aren't like little kid, don't look like little kids. Yeah, no. Mm-mm.
I don't even think he has to be that funny. It doesn't have to be comedic, really.
His timing, though, the timing, that's what made Kurt Russell so perfect for that line, or for that role, is like when he went in as disguised as the businessman going into the brothel, He was so goofy and like, you know, haha, you know, and it's like you want that, but then you want that like cool, suave, like, haha, and then oh shit, I gotta run because these dudes are way more plus.
But I think you just get a decent enough actor and he can do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Just doesn't have to come from like a comedic background.
I think Chris Hemsworth can do it because I mean, the few things we've seen him in that aren't a Marvel movie.
Mm-hmm.
Have not really shown too much, but in the Marvel movies, he does have some pretty funny stuff that he does.
And that's a big thing about writing, you know, because what has he done besides the Marvel movies? He did,
is that race car movie?
The race car movie, but I'm also thinking of Red Dawn,
which is awful.
But I'm saying like those movies were those movies weren't good not because of him. It was because of the script. So you have a good script, you have a good director, you're gonna have a good movie.
Is it Star Trek?
Yeah, he was in Star Trek. He played Kirk's dad.
Oh, that's right.
For a little bit.
Yeah.
Before anyone knew who he was.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So right before.
And then he got blown up.
Thor, right?
Right before Thor.
Like right before it.
Yeah. And really when he did Thor, nobody knew who he was anyways.
True.
Now they do. Panty dropping.
Yeah.
Puddle making.
Yeah.
And his older brother was in a movie. That Infinity movie.
His older brother has been in a couple movies.
Yeah, but like in a movie I watched.
Snow White and the Huntsman. If it wasn't for Kristen Stewart, that movie would have been pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because everything but her was awesome. Was good in that movie, yeah.
Yeah.
Are making the sequel to that?
Yeah.
Is she coming back?
No, because it's about him.
Oh, good.
I think it takes place before his drunkenness in the first movie.
Oh.
Because obviously, like, they're together-ish at the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, like, you think he's going to leave, but, like, I don't think he's going to.
Because who could walk away from that for that hot, hot Kristen Stewart?
Sorry. What I'm going to say is, like, I don't know if I should leave because I can't read her emotions, but I don't know if I should stay because I can't read her emotions. I'm so conflicted. I'll just stay. Speaking of Kristen Stewart, though, and I'll say this out loud, and Mike's the one that changed my mind, there is a movie with Kristen Stewart in it that I want to see.
Yeah.
American Ultra. It has Jesse Eisenberg in it.
Okay, but Action it has Kristen Megastar. Stewart.
Yeah.
Action megastar.
Jesse Eisenberg.
Okay, but it has Kristen Stewart in
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Watch when you see the trailer, you'll want to watch it too.
Oh, no. That's
it's
what
not
I said.
It's not a Kristen Stewart movie. It's a Jesse Eisenberg movie. It just happened.
And John Leguizamo. And that dude from Predators. Not
that
the one you don't like.
Show.
Yeah, well, that just guy. That one too. Show. Speaking of which, you know what I'm about to bring up. So we were at Comic-Con this weekend on Sunday.
Yes, we were.
Eric Munger, you piece
too.
Of shit,
oh,
was there. And I, that
now
is,
it's getting good.
I will justify this in a minute, and you will understand what I mean.
I haven't heard this story.
You haven't heard the story because I haven't talked to you about it.
Story time, Cody.
So.
Everybody sit down.
We are.
Get comfortable.
We are walking the floor. Jack gets his text message because Jack was there too. That his friend, like, he's going to see his friend, like, you know, talk to his friends. They go over, so we don't know them. They're not going to be introduced to us, so we're going to stand there and talk to each other. So it was Joe, myself, and Eric Munger. Eric, the piece of shit Munger. And he's talking about something, and he's like, they're like, yeah, they went and saw some actor. They got a picture with him. I can't remember his name. It's a guy from Doom.
Oh, yeah.
Carl Urban.
The guy from, he goes...
Yes,
Doom. He jumped right to Doom.
For Carl fucking Urban, he says Doom. And then he yells at me for being a nerd, for remembering other stuff that Carl Urban is in besides Doom.
Oh, you know, like Star Trek.
Dread.
Besides everything
Almost
else.
Human.
We don't say that here.
I'll say it when I want. As many times as it takes to get it back on the air.
Well, you're going to say it until the cows come home. Cause
I'm going to buy every single DVD that comes out so that Fox will put it back, because that's what they do.
That's what happened with Family Guy.
That's how it happened with Family Guy.
Yeah.
Buy all the copies on iTunes.
All of them.
Doesn't work.
Buy. Are you out yet? Are you out yet?
Plus, you can't buy more than one copy on iTunes without having more than one iTunes account.
Watch me.
Oh,
watch me.
He's about to start a whole bunch of email addresses.
Buy the episodes individually.
Yep.
So it makes it look like they sold more.
Yep.
Because someone doesn't do the math and be like, oh, that's just one season.
iTunes hates math. That's a fact.
Pretty sure it's all based on math.
Pretty sure that's a Snapple fact.
So yeah, So Eric is a piece of shit because he thought the only movie he can think of with Carl Urban in it was Doom.
I had totally forgotten that he was in that movie.
Yeah, most so did Carl Urban.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure if you were to write a resume, it's not the fact that he was in Doom shows up on there.
I was not a little surprised then that Jack didn't want to go see the panel with him. You know, went to go get picture taken.
No, Jack didn't. His friends did.
Oh, his friends did.
Yeah, his friends went and got the picture with Carl Urban. That's where they were when they were coming down to meet with Jack afterwards.
Gotcha.
Because they'd come back from getting a picture with Doom's lead actor.
At least he didn't say Pathfinder.
Oh, God. You were reaching for that one.
Yeah, like, I was like,
what else?
Because I remembered it, but I couldn't remember the name. I was like, there's that one movie.
I remember when that movie was first coming out, and they put a trailer out, and it looked amazing. And it's the first rated R.
Cool shit.
And I was like, fuck yeah, dude. Vikings, crazy mountain men, I'm down for this. And then the second trailer came out like a year and a half later, and I was like, what happened to this movie? PG-13, I was like, they neutered the shit out of it. And then they had the retarded Indian guy that was in it for some reason.
Oh, yeah. Remember? Yeah.
It's really the reason that movie sucked so much is they had a legitimate retarded Indian in it. Like, he was a guy playing a retarded Indian that literally made him get captured in, like, the whole twist, the whole, like, turn of the movie from them. Like, it's fucking awful.
Okay.
Don't watch it. It's not good.
Anyway.
That was
our first one.
Yep. So that was Jack Burton.
That was Jack Burton.
What else we got?
We'll go right to Joe because he actually made a list.
My next person on the list is Gracie Law. I couldn't think of somebody to play her. I was sitting there even like looking through because I ran across like Charlize Theron. I'm like, I really, really enjoy her, but I don't know if she'd be good for the role. Cody?
If you're looking for someone around the same age-ish.
Which is what I would imagine you would be trying to do.
Charlize Theron obviously is, I'm not going to say quite a bit older than Thor, but is older than Thor.
Well, let's go based on the fact that it is The Rock playing Jack Burton.
Oh, I thought we were going off of Thor.
No, but like, why are you going to fantasy cast it based off of him if we know?
Maybe he's going to get too busy playing Black Adam and he can't do it.
It's a possibility.
See, there you go. So his understudy is Thor, because you know Thor's not busy.
We'll just assume that The Rock's gonna be in it, though, and cast it like that. It will make no sense for us to fantasy cast it based on a.
Well, now my list is just fucked up.
Well, it's not.
Not really. Yes, you didn't have a Gracie Law, which means you didn't have someone around the same age. I was gonna say for Thor, just to throw it out there, I was gonna say someone like Emma Stone.
See, I ran across her as well, and I was just like, I'm not sure. The look is, I don't know. Just
she could do it.
She could probably do it.
What do you mean the looks? Just has to have green eyes. Like,
which is easily faked.
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure. Absolutely. I'm not, but
CGI.
I'm not even talking about like the eyes. I'm just, there's something like, I don't know, her in that type of movie, I'm just not sure about. And that was my problem. Like going through all the actresses that I could remember. And then eventually I was just Googling it. I just couldn't find, exactly. No, it literally was.
Because
top actresses.
So that would be good for Thor, but if you go The Rock's like 40.
You tell him that.
Well, that's just a fact. It's a fact. Like, he's in his
40s. I'm not gonna put facts in him.
But that would be weird to have like a super, like you couldn't do a Jennifer Lawrence or something like that with The Rock because the age difference would be.
You could. She's played older.
Noticeable though.
Yeah.
That'd be like a creepy noticeable age difference.
No,
it would be.
No,
it would be.
No, because actually I ran across an article not too long ago that it highlighted Jennifer Lawrence and I think Reese Witherspoon. And then
it was like 50.
And one other actress. But it was they were talking about the disparity, the age, age difference. Yeah, disparity. But difference in a lot of movies that female roles and male roles. So like they looked at. I can't remember. I think it was Reese Witherspoon, where her career, pretty much every role where there was a leading actor and her, it was a huge age difference. So like,
yeah,
you know, 40, and she was playing like a 16-year-old. You know, huge age difference when they're romantically involved. So it's not unheard of to do something like that. It's a little weird though. Oh, Emma Stone, I think, was one of the other ones. But Jennifer Lawrence has kind of kept hers right around the same age. But she does have, like, Bradley Cooper, who's 40-something, and she's 20-something, and they've done two movies together.
He did with Christian Bale, too, but I still think that's not, like, why can't we just cast an older actress? Like,
I'm not saying we can't. I'm just saying it's not unheard of to do
that.
Sounds
like your typical Hollywood executive trying to keep the old ladies out of the business.
Name someone, then.
Huh?
Go.
Yeah.
Charlize Theron. She's got to be around that
age. Yeah, but see, the thing is, like...
I'd put her in anything, though, honestly.
Like my bed. What's up?
Which is true.
I didn't want to do that.
Yeah, you did.
I felt ashamed.
But there's other ones. I mean, like Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
I even ran across her, and I was like, it wouldn't be so... If you're casting The Rock, it's not awful. I don't know if she could do the role. I like her.
You make this sound like this was like an Oscar-winning performance for somebody. This is like literally just kind of annoying, falls in love with the lead but doesn't want to. Like, it's a pretty straightforward role, dude. Like,
I don't like Jennifer Aniston in any lead roles.
It's not a lead role, though. You going to say Kim Cattrall was a lead role? And
she was pretty active in that movie.
Active, not a lead role. The movie is based around... Jack Burton and what was the other guy's name?
The Asian kid.
Yeah. His partner.
It was like
Wang Chi.
Yeah, Wang Chi, but the actual actor's name was like
Dennis Dunn.
Dennis Dunn, that's what it was, yeah.
Yeah, Dennis. You know, Dennis.
Yeah, I know Dennis. Double D.
Double D.
I would there's gotta be.
I'm not holding the role to any sort of significance. I'm just going through, like, Chris Hemsworth to me. When he's not so hulking, he kind of has like a young Kurt Russell-ish look.
Yeah, but the thing you got to remember, every time they do remakes, they don't.
I'm not saying they that don't they, have. The I'm not saying they like, go for a.
I don't know why.
Like a shot for shot or a person for person remake.
I do want to see Rock in the mullet though, and that like feathered mullet.
That's
that
not
he
gonna happen.
I'm gonna tweet to him right now.
Maybe in a flashback scene.
Do a feathered mullet for Rock. Please,
we need this.
But okay, so while you're looking for your Gracie Law, the next person on my list was Wang Chi.
Wang Chi.
I'm trying to remember what he did. He was the
he was the Asian guy that was his partner.
Asian guy that it was his partner. It honestly is kind of, it was kind of hard to find an Asian actor that could fill the role. So I literally just typed in Asian actors into Google.
Oh, I thought you meant,
went through a list.
I thought you meant on your list. You wrote in Asian actors. I was like,
No. I didn't do bullshit. That. No, not at all. But then I ran across Ki Hong Lee, who played Min Ho, right? In The Maze Runner. Now, I haven't seen the movie The Maze Runner yet, but I know Cody absolutely loves it.
Yeah, I love the movie.
So I'm hoping that he did a really good job in that.
He's sarcastic too. It's fantastic.
Which is how he is in the book, so it fits perfectly. So yeah, so that's it. He seemed to be right around the age that Kurt Russell's sidekick
Dennis Dunn
was in the original movie. So that's why I went for that. Anybody else? Other opinion on?
That's a good one, actually. Now I have to look up his name because we were talking about it in the earlier before we were recording. That's not the right one. Clicked on the wrong button. Not going to get news there. The one what earlier Mike said something.
Mike said a lot of things.
Yeah, I know, but I've been drinking. Well, he said the guy that's playing the Shredder. I'm looking up that right now in the new Turtles movie.
Yeah. I can't remember his name either.
Yeah. Well, are they really calling it Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Half Shell?
No.
Oh, that's weird. That's what it's listed. Well, I mean, so it's listed on Wikipedia. That can't be completely true. Brian T. is the guy that plays Shredder. Or we've been playing Shredder, and he was the one from the Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift movie. Oh, so he is the second Asian guy then. From the Fast and Furious movies, right? Because there was one in the first movie.
Yeah. I don't know.
Whatever. So, but yes, I agree the same. Oh, he was in Starship Troopers 2. He's fired. He can't be in it. That movie sucked. Oh, he's in Jurassic World?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Plays a Japanese guy. He has a character's name, but I'm not going to butcher that on the internet. That's right. He was in Mortal Kombat, the TV show, the web series one. Played Liu Kang. I remember that. I'd let him play him. He's right, though.
Okay.
I do like the guy from Maze Runner, though. I'm torn. Boo.
Well.
Decisions.
Thunder, Lightning, and Rain?
I didn't cast those ones because I wasn't quite sure if we were going to go that far into it.
Yeah, who would you put as that, though? Like,
Tony Jaa, Jet Li, and Jackie Chan.
I actually
was
thinking of one of those guys for
just kidding.
For
those a role, the two are too old. Tony Jaa would be cool.
Yeah, he has to be Lightning though. He'll just be like quick.
Yeah,
Thunder and Rain just have to be two big.
Like,
scary
I don't know
Asian
any
guys.
Asian people.
So did you come up with your Gracie Law?
They don't have to really talk though, so they could be anybody.
Yeah,
casting director just has to be like, we need. Someone who's convincing looks like they know the karates and are willing to.
Jet Li could still pull it off because he doesn't. Yeah. But Jackie Chan's pretty rough shape now.
Yeah.
But I just think that'd be a cool, like the cool Asian action heroes we always had. Bring them over. One movie. Cool. Have them fight The Rock. Ernie Reyes Jr.
Raphael?
Yeah. Or, you know, the Asian kid in part two. I wonder if he's in still good enough shape to. I haven't seen him in anything since The Rundown.
No one else either, I think.
Well, he does stuntman work.
Yeah, I meant like seeing him actually in something, though. Not like, I think it'll look like Raphael.
Yeah. I think that'd be cool to have him in it, too. He should be in the next Ninja Turtles, too, actually, come to think about it.
That would be pretty awesome.
And show us the original Casey Jones. Can't think of his name right now.
That's a bit of a callback, yeah. That'd be
the
awesome.
Original Casey Jones?
Yeah.
Oh, I was like Stephen Amell, but then I remember you said original. I'll look up him, and I'm still tweeting to The Rock.
So did you come up with your Gracie Law?
No.
Who else is in there? I think, for me, Emma Stone would actually probably be a pretty good choice.
That's a big age gap between her and The Rock, though.
No, but I'm not doing Rock. I'm doing Chris Hemsworth.
Okay, but we know The Rock's going to be in it, so why won't you...
Okay.
Cast it according to what
the tweet
we know.
That I got, or not the tweet, the text message I got was Big Trouble Little China tweets. Was Big Trouble Little China cast.
Actually, reread the text I sent you because it does say The Rock.
Does it say The Rock?
Yeah. Starring The Rock. Like 1001% sure it says The Rock.
You know what that means? Positivity. He's positive.
So the tweet I just put out is, at The Rock, I want you to have the Jack Burton hair and the Big Trouble in Little China remake. Tweeted.
Boom. He's going to reply and be like, fuck you. Fuck.
I'll tell him. I'll fight him. And whoever wins that fight, we get to make the decision of the hair.
Oh, so he gets to make the decision.
I don't give a fuck. I get to fight The Rock. How amazing would that be?
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah. In the ring. I'll fight him in the ring.
At WrestleMania.
Yep. I'm a big name. Can you imagine people like tuning in to see order the pay per view? Like, more people would be pissed off of that, like that pay per view than the Mayweather pay per view. Like,
oh, yeah.
Who is this fat kid and why is The Rock throwing him around like he weighs nothing? Because obviously he weighs something. He's fat. We can see that. And he started crying before The Rock even entered the ring. What is wrong with this guy?
Someone had to carry you out to the ring.
And they'll have to drag me out there. Like, I don't want to. I'm like, this is my defense. That's what I do. I'm just clicking refresh until he tweets me back.
Oh, Jesus. We're going to be here all night.
All right, so the next one on my list then.
David Lopan.
Is David Lopan. It actually is. I went with Ken Watanabe.
Oh.
I'll allow it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, dude.
Who is it? Just say who it is.
You literally said his movie earlier today.
Which one?
Batman Begins.
Yeah, okay. Actually.
All right.
Where you played...
Like, I know who the fuck that guy's name is.
Last Samurai?
No.
Inception? Inception?
I don't remember. I've seen... Okay, you named the three movies that I've seen him in.
That's why I named him.
And he wasn't the main star in any of them.
No, but he was pretty close. Prominent, in but like
Inception, he was, yeah, for sure.
No.
He was the rich guy. About,
yeah.
I know he was the rich guy, but he wasn't the main star in it.
I didn't say main star. He said
that's
prominent.
What I said.
He was pretty close, is what I said. Because it's
his, anything
it's
he's never brain. Seen anything he was starred in, though. I guarantee that. Guarantee yeah. that.
That's why I didn't know his name.
Don't be such a
dick. That'd be good, though, no, actually.
Yeah.
Because he can play old and be young. And
yeah. That's what I thought. The next one on the list then was Miao Yin, which is the girl that's coming over from...
The green-eyed.
That was the next one on your list, really?
Yes.
Like, literally almost the bottom of the list on Wikipedia. I was going to say, are you going to say... which is weird because Margot Litzenberger is like above her on this list.
She was right at where I made the cut at, like, how many characters am I going to include in this list?
Did you do Ed
I
Shen?
Wouldn't even...
Yeah.
I wouldn't even...
He's the last one on my list. Then it was going to be Margot.
Included her, because she just...
Margot or Mylan?
Mylan, because she's just there in the movie. Like, I don't even think she says anything, does she?
Not really.
Like, she might say, like, oh, hey, what's up?
I don't know. For me, it was
thanks
more like,
for saving me, bro.
Yeah, for me, it was more like that was thanks she was bro. the catalyst could, for things. That's why it was.
Well,
like,
yeah, but she could literally just be a model.
She could
be. All she has
be.
To do is just walk around and get kidnapped.
Yeah,
by basically what equates to the Foot Clan.
I cast.
Why don't we just make a crossover? Why don't we just do that?
Pretty sure it's two different companies.
The Ninja Turtles.
Big Trouble in Little China.
Get in Big Trouble.
In Little China.
In Little China.
Sounds like a kid's book.
Yeah, I'll read it.
I know you would. And then color
I'll write
it.
Write it.
Learn to poop with Donatello.
No, like everyone poops.
That's the spell. Everybody,
Donatello.
Everybody poops with Donatello.
That's just creepy. Why would you say that? Well, that's like a fetish thing that no one wants to deal with.
Weird. Anyway, who...
It's not, it's not as bad as learns to poop with Donatello. Like he's right there.
No. No, it's like a video you
giving
watch.
You
like,
encouraging a video you watch. Now it's a fucking scat porn. Like,
no, you don't have
like,
to see him poop. Like, that's disgusting.
What kind of weird shit are you into?
When I was little, because that was the era of VHS,
yeah.
like, come out, one of the things you get was a potty training video, and it's learn to poop with, and I can't remember the guy's name, but he literally is a guy who showed you how to poop.
I did not do this as a kid.
I'm older than both of you. Thank you for
yes,
reminding me.
You
but
are.
Yes, that's the thing you could get. My parents didn't buy it for me because they're not fucking retarded.
Well, no, I realized you
completely
could do it.
Retarded.
That's the difference. I thought that you had.
No. I just remember when I was little. Because
I know there were stuff like that.
You would see it like when you were watching like Nickelodeon or Disney Channel back in the day when they had good cartoons on them, not weird acid trip shit. You would see it like because your parents would watch. Well, we're supposed to be watching TV with you, but obviously in my generation it was like sit your kid in front of the TV and.
And just let them go.
Sit there, you know? And so.
And that's why Cody is the way that he is.
It actually.
Oh, there's way
is.
More reasons for that. you used to see the video all the time because they have those like, oh, teach your kid how to poop. And there's one of the videos was.
just some Brooklyn guy that's sitting there going, hey, teach your kid how to poop.
With this video.
I'm going to show him how to lift up the seat and then sit his ass down
and
poop? Take a shit.
And forget about it.
And then forget about it.
He hasn't tweeted me back yet. I retweeted it from the show's account, too.
Good
so that's two.
Nice.
You're not going to retweet it, Mike?
I'll get to it.
Yeah, you are.
Let Joe finish his thought for crying out loud.
Well, no, I was just going to move on to the final person on the list, which was Egg Shen. And this choice is probably going to be a little bit controversial. But I decided Chow Yun-Fat.
Think he'd play Goofy like that?
Oh, yeah. I think he could.
You ever seen Dragon Ball Evolution?
No.
He played Master Roshi, and he was goofy as shit.
That's right. I forgot about that. No, when I thought about it, I was thinking like Bulletproof Monk.
That makes
Monk.
Sense, though.
Yeah.
He was kind of... Yeah, he wasn't as eccentric, but Bulletproof Monk, he was
not
kind
a good
of...
movie?
Yeah. Oh, I liked it.
That's one of those ones when I watched it, I was all like, oh, okay. But then I watched it like later on, I was like, oh, okay. Yeah.
Watch it again, Joe.
No. I know it's an absolute, it's not a good movie. It's just that I remember the last time it was on TV and I was like, this is horrible. And I just continued to watch it because
it is a train wreck you can't look away from.
Exactly. It's semi fun to watch.
I remember seeing that in the theater and thinking, why did we see this in theaters?
I don't know.
Like, even on paper, it sounds like a bad idea.
Who was the...
Sean William Scott.
Yeah, that's who it was.
Is he ever going to do another movie again, like that hits theaters? Because he's done a couple good movies since he kind of disappeared, but they've all been like...
Oh, Mike retweeted it.
I don't know.
I'll look it up.
But, so that was my choice for Egg Shen.
That's actually a really good choice.
You think
that's
so?
Yeah.
William Rowan.
Yeah, that is actually really good. I was thinking... I know he's not in it, but remember, I can't remember the character's name, but the Asian sidekick, you know, when after they lose the truck and they go back to recruit, and then at that restaurant, and the lawyer guy comes in.
Eddie.
I thought that'd be an okay spot to sneak Kurt Russell into.
As that role?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I thought it would be, it'd be one of those things where he wouldn't be in it a lot. It would be like just a cameo, you know?
Oh, no. I see. I want him to have a role, though. A small role. Because in that role, at least you could see him grab a gun and go after some people. And they'll play it, obviously, differently, you know? I would almost let him keep that same Jack Burton kind of attitude that he had. So you can get some cool back and forth with The Rock in it.
So, I mean, obviously that changed the story a little bit.
Yeah. But, I mean, how much, though? He's just a lawyer guy. He could just be a friend.
Or a lawyer guy that grew up with...
Yeah, could have grew up in Chinatown.
That's all I'm saying. That's what it was. But because they're same age, that's the only reason why I said that. Because in the first one...
He could have been an uncle. Father figure type. Maybe adopted him.
All I said was they'd have to change the story a little bit. That's all I said.
He won him a case.
Or he was his first case, I guess. I don't know, whatever.
Listen, we're not Hollywood writers. We'll let the pros flesh that out. And then we'll fix it in post.
Eddie Lee, who apparently, according to Wikipedia, didn't have any other things other than this movie because his name's not blue. It's not a link. It's just black letters.
There were a lot of characters because I was on IMDb. There was a lot of actors on
that movie. Oh, there's a shit ton of characters in that you don't realize have names.
Yeah. Well, I don't even mean that, but I mean like that, where the actor that played him... There's no link, so
John
literally
Carpenter's
it's like,
still alive?
Yeah.
Is he going to have anything to do with this? Probably not. I'll probably get all pissy about it. Think he'll get all pissy about it?
Maybe.
Some people get pissy about remakes. Some people dig them.
Oh, yeah.
Because they know, like...
He's busy doing something, not that it matters, and he can still do that. Not that fucking busy. He's doing something else that's a remake now, too, because he's remaking his own... Oh, shit, he hasn't done anything since 2011. Apparently The Thing ruined it for him. Yeah, he can really just, go ahead and do that because he has nothing else going for him.
Who do you want to direct it if it's not him? It obviously won't be him, but who would you like to direct it?
Jeez, I don't know. I don't know. That one's a tough one for me. I'd have to think about it.
John Favreau.
I was actually thinking Favreau, too.
I know you were. I could see it in your eyes.
Because that, like, he digs those kind of movies, and I think he'd do a remake justice. Like to me, the best remake, reboot, or anything that I've seen in a long, long time was Mad Max. But that was obviously coming
that
from the same
amazing.
Guy.
Yeah.
It's almost not a remake, though, because it's like... Just you, like another...
Yeah, you already know... There's no story of him.
Yeah, but it was like it. You saw things that you saw in the originals, but it was a fresh kind of take on everything.
And gorgeous.
That's what
made.
I want out of this. Is I want to see things and the whole general ideal of it. But then I want it to be fresh and new, you know? But he could say... Like, he needs to... Like, there's a couple lines that need to stay in. And a couple, like... important scenes that need to stay in there.
Yeah. I want a shot for shot remake. Oh, well, shot for shot, but I want a better monster. One that actually is animatronic and moves, not just like Ah! That was my impression of the monster because I blinked like he did.
That was good for the podcast.
It was for you guys.
And scene.
It was for you. Acting. You guys in the room.
Acting. He's an actor.
Yeah. I was in 4 movies.
What?
He was.
Yeah.
And they weren't porn.
No.
Not when we started, at least. I'm
cautiously optimistic about it, though. Because
I want to see a trailer.
Well, I want to see the rest of the casting.
The funniest thing I read anybody put up, which obviously was a joke. At first, I didn't think it was a joke, and then I realized what he wrote. This guy that works at a place that one of us still works at, that two of us used to work at, not going to name any names, he posted when it came up, he's like,
we'll call it good purchase.
We'll call it perfect purchase. How's that? Because it's like the same lettering. Anyways.
Fine. Keep going.
This gentleman, who will not name his name, David. He doesn't listen to the show, I'm pretty sure. It doesn't matter. But he put up on Facebook, he's like, The Rock is playing Jack Burton in the remake of Big Trouble in Little China. He's like, I don't think he can do it because he's good in action, but you need Big Trouble in Little China is an acting movie. I thought at first, I was like, holy shit, like, that's weird because The Rock can act. Like, he's shown that he can act. And then I realized he called Big Trouble in Little China an acting movie. So obviously it was a joke.
The Rock is kind of been plagued by mediocre movies that he's had to elevate.
And some that they use his name on and he's barely in.
Yeah. Like the last two Fast and the Furious
movies. But really, if you want to see the type of role, if you want to go back and see, hey, what makes people think he could do this role? A, he's producing it so he can do whatever the fuck he wants. But also, if you go back and look at, just escaped my mind, where he played the gay cowboy.
Not Be Cool.
Be Cool. The sequel to Get Shorty.
Yes.
That is like the perfect, like, on-screen performance you need to know he can play Jack Burton.
Well, you can go even back to The Rundown, and like that's a very, I like
that, the goofiness of how he was in that, because he was like singing in the mirror in the cowboy clothes, which is terrifying because like that's a really big mirror.
Or watch one of the 4 times he's hosted, or 3 times he hosted SNL.
Oh, he's fun. Yeah,
like, he's hilarious on it. He kills on SNL every time. And you can't fake that. Like, for you might be able to fake it in one episode if you're not really funny.
Ashley Simpson faked it.
Ayo.
That was just reflex. It was reflex.
It's like I wanted.
And then he turned his back on.
It was high five, and then I went, "Why did I high five that?"
Because I'm awesome.
That's why I said it was reflex.
But no, he's. I think he's made movies better than they should have been, and he's eventually gonna get a good movie. Like, everything else is gonna be of high quality, and I think that's when people are gonna legit take him like real serious, you know. But I think everyone already kind of does. Like, you look at his box office numbers. Like, San Andreas was projected to do $40 million.
Could have been $40 million and $12 if they would have put zombies in it. I asked you a question, but though, on that, note, on that movie. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Okay. So was he just a helicopter pilot that helped out rescuing people, or was he an actual person that went down and helped people normally?
He was a rescuer.
Okay. Yeah, so he wasn't just a pilot, right?
Yeah. He would rappel down and do the saves and stuff. It was actually, the first scene they have, is the only time he actually does it, like outside of the earthquake stuff.
The car is falling in the chasm. Yeah, yeah. The reason I asked is because I was Arsenal thinking about this. What?
Arsenal, was it?
Oh, really?
From Arrow?
Oh, yeah. Sweet. Well,
he's one of the.
Oh, Arsenal, partners. Yeah, not Speedy. Yeah. Technically, it's called Speedy first. Anyways.
Well, Speedy's going to be his sister now.
Yeah, I know. It's weird. Because he called her that originally, which, again, if people ever heard him call it Speedy, he's like, Speedy. And they're like, oh, it looks a lot like Thea. Anyways, I digress. So my question is, isn't he a little too big to try to rescue people in like tight situations?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay, I know it's movie, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like he's way too big.
Because like whenever you see those guys, they're in good shape. Obviously, they have to be because I mean, you can't send a fucking schlub in there to try to pull someone out of a car. But like you see them and they're like thinner people, and I was like, obviously, like they're gonna have to use the jaws of life just on regular vehicles to get him and someone else out.
Yeah.
Like, get the jaws of life. Why? The car,
but
the
he only does, like, Like, he only does that one, like, actual rescue thing, so you don't ever see him. Like, outside of earthquake-y stuff that happens.
Earthquake-y stuff?
Yeah. The stuff that happens after the earthquake. But he does look giant when he's sitting in the cockpit of a helicopter. Because it's like a two, like, he has the two seats, but he takes up way more than half, like, the view. Like, they show a couple scenes where they show him, like, flying into the camera, like, in the... And he takes up like 3/4 of the area. Well,
if you
front.
See it in IMAX, you see the whole thing.
Yeah. You see the rest of them that they had to crop out.
So The Rock was in a movie with the woman who should have been playing Wonder Woman.
Who?
Alexandria Daddario.
The
one that plays his daughter.
Oh, really? She was up.
She should have been playing. She was one of the names named.
She did pretty good.
Yeah, she's a really good actress.
What else she's been in? Because I don't.
She was in the Percy Jackson movies. Oh, okay. We talked about that. She was in that show, White Collar on USA.
Yeah, because I hadn't really seen her anything. She was in but she actually surprised me. Like, I thought she was just going to be one of those, like, you know, girl in a movie, so she runs in a low-cut short, which she definitely did. But
well worth it.
But she acts the hell out of it.
Yeah, she really acted it. Yeah, she did. But she did a really good job, actually. The movie itself was pretty solid. The only like real big thing that obviously you have to like just accept some things, you know, in a disaster movie, you just have to accept that certain things are the way that they are. The biggest problem with that movie is the wide shots of disaster were pretty rough. Like some of them were like
super rough animated.
Yeah. But the up close stuff where it was actually like a person in scene, you know, and something falling down around, like that stuff was done really, really well.
Yeah.
And people got the shit killed out of them in it.
Yeah. It's
No. Like in violent, fucked up ways on screen.
Nice.
Yeah. Like to the point where I was like I was kind of taken back like by a couple
splatter?
Of them. No, you didn't see any blood.
That's why.
But you saw people get like taken out. You saw one dude get like a piece of like. Rebar stuck through his leg and it shows it and he tries to get up to go and then he gets taken out again like something catches the rebar and drags him by the leg and you see his leg shoot up and he like gets dragged. It was fucked up.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I still think it should have been 15-20 minutes of the earthquake and then zombies.
Yeah.
Awful.
I'm just saying. I definitely would have seen that.
They just start climbing up through the rubble.
I'm telling you, dude, you know, earthquake goes like, oh, we rescued all these people. And all of a sudden, like, people, like, you see people you saw get killed, like the dude with the rebar, just walking back all, you know? I'd fucking watch that for sure.
Of course you would.
Yeah, for sure. The Rock fighting zombies? Are you fucking kidding me?
I think it's the first Fantastic Four guy, the Mr. Fantastic.
Ian Slur, whatever it is. Really?
I think that was him.
Really?
His show just got canceled, so he has free time.
Hmm. I didn't double check. I should have double checked it before I said anything, but I'm pretty sure it was him.
Yeah, whatever.
He was in it.
Cool.
Spoiler alert. Doesn't make it.
Oh, no. Probably forget that was you even said.
And then, spoiler alert, you kind of want him to not make it at a certain point, and then he doesn't make it, and you're like, fuck, good.
I'm Grunford or something. I'll see if he's in it right now.
But I'm guessing he's kind of a dick.
Daniel Reddick.
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
Daniel Reddick is his name in the movie.
Yeah, he gets fucked up. Spoiler. Spoiler, dead.
Yeah, spoiler, dead. Well, if he was his character from his TV show that got canceled, he would just wake up in a body of water naked.
Oh,
somewhere. That
was him, huh?
Yeah. That show was
dope.
Is he
British?
Yeah, dude.
In real life?
Yeah, the real Brits.
God, man. British people are so much better actors than
technically
Americans.
Welsh.
Or, you know, overseas foreign actors. So much better than American actors.
In some cases.
And, like there's better actors coming from overseas than there are in America.
There's
the
more
part.
Method actors coming from overseas than there are here.
Meth.
Method.
Sorry. Oh. Your mic cut out.
Pretty sure it didn't.
Nope.
Meth head? Meth head actors?
Well, you know what? If that's what gives them the ability to change characters so well,
if that's
yes.
what brings them their character to life.
Plus, they're actors, they can get new teeth.
Yeah.
So, Mike, how much more Game of Thrones have you read and or watched?
I it's like chapter 35 or something like that in the book.
What episode are we on the show?
Only two. I keep trying to watch it and shit comes up, so I get through it. If I get one day where I can just sit at home and do it, like I'll get through all season two pretty quick.
Easily.
It's only 10 episodes, right? A season?
Yeah. So we can do the first two seasons. We can at least start doing episodes with it, I think.
On that note, Cody, have you finished book 5 yet?
I have a prologue.
No, okay, so you haven't finished yet.
I finished the book proper. I'm literally like 2 minutes, like I think 2 minutes into the prologue.
The long prologue.
Yeah, people blew up on all the social media sites from the last episode. Like so more good. So than the wedding episode.
No, like, it's funny. Like this season has had like two giant swings of social media. One was fucking horrific towards the show. The other one was like super positive towards the show.
They're like, oh, just wait. We'll get you back, guys.
They're like, oh, the downswing is like, you raped Sansa Stark. Spoiler.
And spoiler.
I didn't say it was Ramsay Bolton that did it. My bad. Was that out loud?
Just kidding.
And then like this week's episode, they're like, oh, fuck yeah. Battle with the dead. Boom. Right back. And I was like, way to go, Game of Thrones. Way to go. Oh, blah, and then like, I let you, you know, do the thing with the stuff.
And then two episodes left in the season.
Two fucking episodes left.
Is it done after this or it has one more season, right?
I don't think they've announced. I know they said they're doing a season 6, but I haven't said anything about season 7 yet.
I'm sure they're going to do a season 7.
Yeah. It all depends on how much, where they wrap up. Well, so, I mean,
are they going to pull that one guy that I don't like and split the last book into two movies?
Well, considering that Martin's already done that.
Yeah, well, twice now.
Yeah.
But I know they're kind of on their own, though, now, right?
Yeah, yes. they're diverging.
Because they don't know what happens in the books. Yeah. He would think, what's his fuck?
Well, he wrote for the show.
Yeah, he works on it. Yeah. He wrote for the show.
He's not doing, he wrote a couple episodes this season, but he's not doing any more. Like, so he said he won't do any episodes of season 6 and beyond. It's not because he doesn't like what they're doing. It's because his storyline's going a different way, so he'd be writing it something different. He wants to focus on the stories he's already writing. Because what's happening in season 5, the episodes that he wrote, happened in the books almost the same way it's happening. So he was like on par with it. Now he's like, they're going so far to the left, and he's still so far over here that they're not meeting ever, you know? Because like fates of characters have already drastically changed in season 5.
Fates of characters, lack of characters, combination of characters.
Yeah, that's very true. We'll go over that more when we start doing our Game of Thrones episodes, because holy Christ, Mike, you have no idea. Like, you're right at the tip of the iceberg, because in the book, you're meeting a lot of characters. Being in chapter 35, you think is good. The problem is nothing started happening yet in by that point. It's not until like you get to like literally the halfway point towards the last part of the first book where shit just starts going blowing up and going crazy, and then book 2. Oh, God, dude, it's like a fucking Autobahn, dude. Just wah, all the way to most of book 4. And then book 5 is like hit and miss. And then the last, like...
Well, I'd even call book 4 a little bit hit and miss. Book 5 is a bit hit and miss. But
it depends what character you're listening to.
But book 5, like, starts to pick up right towards the end there, and it just kind of leaves you.
Like, chapter 50, like, 54 or 53 or something like that, just hit after hit, and you're like, holy shit. Plus, there's so much that's being set up that you don't know what's going to go on because it doesn't end in the book. Like, so many characters are, like, left completely. You have no idea what's going on with them. You hear hearsay, like...
Well, that's how the book ends.
Yeah, literally. It's like,
and
hey...
you're like, what?
By the way, it's going to be another, like, 5 years before you get another book, so have fun, fuckers.
And that's assuming that Daenerys is even in the next book.
Yeah, because really the title does not sound like she's going to be in it.
What is the title for that show?
Winter something or other.
Winter something or other.
Oh, I like both.
But I told you that Ser Barristan by the end of the book, super badass, right?
Yeah, super fucking awesome, man.
Yeah.
The Winds of Winter.
Winds of Winter.
And then A Dream of Spring is the 7th book. Still, which do neither of them have an actual release date yet. But they did post a thing. It might not be on Wikipedia, but the last thing I read about the page count for the book 6 is 1,500 pages.
God damn.
Boom.
1,500 pages.
I'm going to focus on the TV shows.
Goes quicker.
Yeah.
At this point, only going to be 50 hours of your life versus fucking forever in the goddamn books. But there's the books are so jam-packed.
It's really hard to though. Like most of my listening comes like while I'm working out. And no, it's really true. Hard to listen.
Get
to
a Game job that's like an hour and a half drive away, like I do, so you can listen to it in the car.
Honestly, that's how I made it most of the way through the books as well.
For school, right?
For school, yeah. Hour there, hour back, and
because I punch through like 4 chapters a day.
Yeah.
On 2 going and 2 coming back, unless they're like some of those chapters are fucking forever long.
Yeah.
Or that goddamn prologue for epilogue for 3, I think it was, hour and a half long.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. And then you never, and nothing that comes up goes on it even fucking matters. Other fact that what's his name died in it, the priest from Dragonstone, not the priest, but the maester from Dragonstone. And he's brought up one more time later in book 5. I was like, Jesus fucking Christ, people, this dude. I don't know how I honestly don't know how the dude made those fucking books, because
I don't know how that he wrote those books, but he was still writing other books as well.
Yeah, no shit. So like, much
it,
goes
it
on.
It makes
those
me
books.
Wonder what those other books
how good
were.
They aren't.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like was all of his writing talent?
Too.
Like, but that's what I mean. If his all of his, I mean, he's obviously got a talent for writing.
Yeah.
So what if those other books are freaking phenomenal as well? Even his earlier stuff where he's still trying to figure things out.
I did think this though about him is that dude has a weird obsession with food and sex.
Well,
yeah.
So wait till you get later in the books. Literally, the description of food, like what people are eating at feasts and stuff, is like super detailed. The details of like within sexual conquest between the characters sometimes is overly disgusting.
So have you seen pictures of the guy?
Yeah.
That's clearly two of his favorite.
And
things.
I did, by the way, get another George R. R. Martin joke at Comic-Con this year. Some guy stopped me and go, George R. R. Martin? I'm sorry, I had to do it. I'm like, yeah, you also had to bathe, but I guess you skipped that too.
What? Because as we all know, cosplayers usually stink.
Usually?
Usually. Especially in the hot Arizona sun.
93.578% of them stink.
Yeah.
That's usually.
That's a hard fact there.
Yeah. That is an actual number.
Yeah.
I was kind of bummed that I didn't go, but then also kind of relieved that I didn't go either.
It was funny.
Because like, I was like, oh.
Oh, the worst though was that back corner on Sunday. It literally smelled like someone shit in your face when you walked by.
To be honest, it was next to a restroom.
It was next to a restroom. And people were just standing there, like, not looking around, like,
that's
hey,
the worst part.
This smells like rotten eggs that someone put in a microwave that was sitting in the sun.
That was actually the worst part, because there were people that were actively, like we walked through there, and we're like, oh, did the sewer pipe blow up or something
they're
like
just
that? That's how bad
there.
It smelled. But there was a crowd of people
standing
in it. And I'm like, this is disgusting.
How the fuck are you not walking away?
Yeah.
What is at this booth that's so important that you have to stand in this?
What was in that corner?
Stench?
There really wasn't anything in that corner
shit.
That was
fucking vagina purses or something. Like I said to Ken today, there was a booth that was selling purses that had comic book art on the inside of them. Think about what I just said to you.
What did the outsides look like?
Black and brown.
So they're selling black and brown purses at Comic-Con.
Like they,
actually were selling like a lot of purses at Comic-Con.
They had them opened
reason.
Up so you could see them. I'm like, who is that? Like, literally, who? Like, why are you buying this?
If there is like some old school like Batman panels in it with a bat symbol on the outside, like I would understand that. But why would you just sell a straight?
It's like Marmaduke and shit on the inside of them. It's like, why is this a thing? Like, who? I get it, like. I read comic books, and like I want people to know I want to read comic books. Like, you wear a James Bond shirt, you want someone to say, oh, James Bond, you're a James Bond fan too? Yes, I am. Wearing a Batman shirt. Like, oh, you're a fan of Batman too? Wearing a
yes,
plaid
I
shirt.
Am.
You're a Lumberjack fan too? I'm like,
yes, you are.
Yes, I am, apparently.
Just tell people you went to NAU. I don't understand.
Never say I went to NAU. I'm yeah, not nearly that high, that. Ever.
Ever.
But it's like
smell up there too.
But you buy a,
it does smell
yeah,
up there actually.
Like, you know, when it's hot and it rains like it normally does, the fucking dog food smell.
Oh yeah, that's what it is. That, yeah, it has the dog food canning
Prina,
plant up there.
The Prina
yeah.
plant is right across the freeway from the Best Buy.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
And when they like when it's hot and like half the like city is being rained on, it's still hot rain. And then they open the back doors, let a truck in or something for delivery, and the whole fucking store smells like wet dog food. And I'm like, why is your store smell so bad? Oh, Purina Dog Planet. You walk outside like, you should move that away from the city. Like, there's people that live here. These restaurants have got to be all indoors, right? Because there's no fucking way. Anyways, people stink. And I stood in that fucking shit. It literally smelled like some shit. The worst shit you could possibly, like, do. And on the floor. And, like, people just walking through it.
It really did.
Fucking awful. You know how a stink bomb smells?
Yeah.
It's like that, but real.
Yeah.
It's weird that I know exactly what you mean.
And we're walking through, and the people are walking by us. You can see them going like, what the fuck's that smell? The people are just standing there shopping. I'm like, walk away. Like,
yeah, every time there's anything going on in the convention center, for some reason, there's always a group of people by the restrooms, sitting there by the restrooms, like eating and stuff. It's like, because they think, like, they're kind of being courteous because they're kind of out of the way. But then you're like, why are you being gross? You're right, yeah, by, you're the, right by the bathroom. And it's
plus, there's more fucking tables set up for eating at this convention I've ever seen in my life. And there's still people sitting on the fucking floor.
There were less tables there than last year. Like, the actual convention floor is getting bigger, so they did reduce that section.
Did they have all the photo ops and everything upstairs this year?
Yeah, they did.
That's good. Away from everything else. The floor was literally all commerce stuff.
But yeah, to Cody's other point about courtesy, there was literally a group of people, like four or five kids, that sat, and when I say kids, I mean like teenagers, that sat down in the middle of an intersection and were like looking at shit on their tablet. Like, sat down in the middle.
Walk on them.
No, you don't want to get that on your clothes. You'd have to burn the clothes while you're wearing them.
Joe wears boots.
That's what
he had to buy new boots.
Yeah, really. And that's what that's one thing that made me miss San Diego Comic Con, where they're freaking, nope, you don't. Did you stop? Don't stop.
Get the fuck
I saw
out
you
the
almost
way.
Stop. Keep going. I'm looking at you. Keep going. Like, they're really good at that in sometimes bad ways. Because
the other thing,
like,
too, is you don't see nearly much security on the floor here as you do, like, big cons like San Diego.
I was surprised because last year they made such a big thing about checking bags. Like, you would literally walk from from one building to the next. You would
check your bag.
Check your bag. You'd leave and then come back, check your bag, and you're like, Jesus Christ. This year, didn't give a fuck. As long as you had a badge attached to you somewhere or you had...
Or you weren't carrying a weapon of some sort.
Exactly. They didn't give a shit, which was... nice.
Which, by the way,
nice for people like us who are just carrying like comic books in our bags.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, if you're working security at a place where you're trying to discern weapons, like, hey, you know, this is a weapon, don't use dark blue zip ties.
They use dark.
Yes.
Because like last year they had like bright orange.
Bright orange, right? Yeah. Bright orange, bright yellow. Something that you can see, like, oh, this has been tagged. Fucking dark blue.
But also, like, they would tag the most ridiculous shit too.
Like those giant fucking swords that obviously couldn't be real.
Or like those giant fucking like video game guns that are like blue and orange and clearly made out of like styrofoam.
Yeah.
And they're like, I'll put a tag on it.
Put a tag on. Looks like a
gun.
No,
you don't.
If anyone in this place thinks that's a real gun, A, they're a small child.
Okay, but to be fair, we are talking about a comic con. There are people that are going to craze out.
I do have to say this, though. There were a shit ton of people there, but I was not nearly as angry at the normal human crowds. For the most part, people were pretty good about it. Some people would like be walking and then stop to talk to someone right in front of you. And you're like,
come on, man. Don't
Jesus,
do that.
Dude. Like, really?
Yeah.
Step out of the way. Like, you were just walking here and because you saw it was clear in front of you, you decided to stop. Like, that shit's fucking retarded. But like, if you just be like, oh, I got to talk to you. Step, like, out of the way. Cool, I can walk around you. But the number one thing that still pisses me off is people who have big old costumes that decide to walk down aisles.
Yeah.
It's like, no.
Because they're not looking at stuff.
No.
And because they can't really, like, look at stuff in those kind of cosplays. So they're literally just looking for attention, but they go right through.
There was someone dressed up as one of the ghosts from Pac-Man. When I say that, this person was like 4 feet wide in costume. I guarantee they cannot see very well at all. Like, the eye holes directly in front of them.
And they were walking down the aisles.
Yeah. I'm like, get the fuck out of the way. What is wrong with you? I almost yelled, I got a power pellet. And just kicked him over. This is Comic-Con. Right in the back.
Dissolves into a pair of eyes. And you're like, that's what you get.
But like, well, first
has
off,
to go back to the center of the
creepy
con.
A little pin with bouncing eyes in it. Like, well, that is not what I thought was going to happen, but that's super cool.
Just see a guy dragging one and throwing him in there.
That'd be dope. Like that Budweiser commercial playing that giant game of Pac-Man.
Oh, yeah.
That commercial is so awesome. Other than the beer, because that beer is fucking awful. Yeah.
What was your favorite part of Phoenix Comic Con? Because you bought a lot of stuff. You did.
I bought a few things. I bought Mike a comic book.
Yes, you did. What I was looking for, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not just some shitty more comic book.
It would be really shitty. And which comic would Mike like today? Oh, here it is.
My Little Ponies. My Little Ponies meet
Archie and
Care Bears. I'm going to throw it out to the world, too, that I'm looking for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Ghostbusters issue 3.
First print. No, second print, you bitches. Plus, yep. We didn't even see like a second print.
And the variant of...
Two. Yeah. Was it two or one?
I thought you said it was two.
I don't know.
I just remember what the cover kind of looked like.
Yeah, it's got Slimer.
Slimer and the Turtles. Hunt, yeah. It's so awesome. It says on the actual picture.
Oh my god, we text each other way too much.
We do.
It's a number one.
It was a number one.
Yeah, it's a variant of number one that I'm looking for that has Slimer on it over the Turtles. He's
wearing red, a red bandana.
It's so dope. So I need that, and I need issue 3.
Was there just four issues in that? Okay, run.
And I can get the trade and finish the story, but at this point I really just want to sit there and read all the comics individually because it's been such a long process of me trying to track them down now. So I wonder, is at Ken's shop? I know they have that Hastings variant, but I thought that was four, right?
It's four, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, they had that super dope one for the new run for 46, where like it's like super stylized, like all four of the turtles jump
like
on the
Ninja Stars
stuff.
Director's cut one? Or?
No, of issue 46, which is the one that came out last week.
Oh, okay.
Remember I showed you that variant online where it's like they're like fighting, like flying through the air, like Ninja Stars and shit flying past. They had it at the shop today. I didn't buy it because, well, I don't read it, and just buying 46 for the cool cover would almost make no sense.
I've bought a couple of them just for the cool cover.
I know you have. You're new at this. It's fun.
I like covers.
Yeah, you do.
Okay. That's it, folks.
Yeah, that's it for this week's episode of Comes Naturally. We are
Joe.
Mike.
I'm Cody. And as usual, guys, we'll see you next week. Well, we'll see you next week. We'll talk at our microphone.
We'll talk at you next week.
Yeah.
You with each other.
Some of you might see us. Or some of us.
That'd be creepy. Not when we're recording.
Not when we're recording, but they'll like see
those
us
aren't
next
real
week.
Cameras. All right, we're done.
Yep.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.